Chapter 12. Korriban.
The air itself felt thick, as if it were trying to choke Ben. It was like inhaling malice. Ben struggled not to cough or shake off what seemed like a cloak of invisible cobwebs in the Force. It was worse here than on Zyost. He wasn't sure why. Perhaps because this was home to the original Sith, and origins of things had power. He let calm ripple through him in the Force. His breathing became easier, and some of the apprehension was chased away into the back of his mind. Luke showed no sign of distress, though he was clearly on the alert. Jaina was somewhere in between the Skywalkers. She was calmer than Ben, but not as focused as Luke. Vistara was a conundrum of conflicting emotions. Concern, mixed with, Ben could only describe it as giddiness. She wanted to shrink away from such potent dark side energy, but at the same time, yearned to approach it. He caught her eye and gave her a reassuring nod and smile, and she gave him one of her own, albeit a slightly shaky one.
"Check in," Luke said. "Anyone sense anything?"
"Other than a desire to put on my cloak from Namchurios in the middle of a dry, hot world, just to have something between me and the creepiness of this place?" "No," Ben replied.
"I don't sense Abeloth or any of the Sith,"
Jaina replied.
"Just smaller energies. Dark, though."
"I sense them as well,"
Vistara said.
"It's stronger than I anticipated."
"You come from a world of Sith," Ben said.
Not cruelly, but just curious.
"This should be old hat for you."
"We made our world,"
Vistara said.
"I'm used to it, used to the eddies and flows. This is not my world."
Her voice dropped to a hush on the last few words, and Ben understood. Her people were different. They'd had 5,000 years to evolve into something that, while definitely Sith, was neither the true old or new Sith. They were unique. "Those smaller energies are animals, not human or Kashyyyk," Luke said. "But they're there. Our arrival has not gone unnoticed." He activated his lightsaber, and the rest did likewise. The familiar sound calmed Ben further, until he felt almost normal. He had been able to deal with Zyost alone at 14. He could handle Korriban with his father and cousin at 16.
"Let's start with the Citadel," Luke said, and strode across the hard-baked sand toward it.
Ben supposed he preferred a place that was intended for the living to dwell rather than a place for the dead. But truth be told, it was all unpleasant. The complex, an ancient cloister, was encased by a high stone wall. The domes of the towers within were visible over the enclosure. The wall had seen better days. Once it had been covered in blue tiles, a sort of mosaic. The few tiles that remained depicted unsettling images. Fangs, eyes, claws. Detritus that looked to be decades old was propped up beside the wall, and these pieces of odds and ends, depleted power core casings, portable deflector shields, had also seen better days. All of it was covered in a thick layer of sand, and none of it looked like it had been touched for years.
"I usually don't think of the Sith as being messy," Ben said.
"Our homes are meticulous,"
said Vistara absently, frowning in concentration. She reached out a foot and nudged a rusted piece of something that once might have come out of a landspeeder. A 40-year-old landspeeder.
"It certainly doesn't look like anyone has been here for a while," Luke said. "But looks can be deceiving."
He followed the wall down to the gate, a 4-meter slab of durasteel. This, too, showed red flakes of corrosion.
"What are we going to do? Ring the doorbell?" Jaina asked.
"Let ourselves in," Luke said.
He lifted his hands slightly and concentrated. The others imitated him. At first, the massive door resisted. Then, slowly, centimeter by centimeter, it began to rise.